Welcome back, Hemming Brainiacs, to the podcast for Sir Henry Wotton. I'm feeling, starting to feel a little bit better, feel myself again. I was able to go out tonight and watch a movie, saw the new Top Gun, which was cool. I would recommend it. It's much better than the original, I would say that much. Shortest poem so far, the last one. But it says all it needs to. Although it was a epitaph. Swim says the mama fishy. The short poem, actually an epitaph for the gravestone of a nephew's wife. The other two poems, excuse me, are his most well known. Wotton spent most of his life as a diplomat. Went on a mission to Augsburg in 1604. He famously said, "An ambassador is an honest gentleman sent to lie abroad for the good of his country." In 1602, he was living in Florence, and a plot to murder James VI of Scotland having come to the ears of the Grand Duke of Tuscany, Wotton was entrusted with the letters to warn the king of the danger and with Italian antidotes against poison. As Ottavio Baldi, he travelled to Scotland by way of Norway. He was well received by James and remained 3 months at the Scottish court, retaining his Italian incognito. He then returned to Florence, but on receiving the news of James's ascension, hurried to England. James knighted him and offered him the embassy at Madrid of Paris, but Wotton, knowing that both these offices involved ruinous expense, desired rather to represent James at Venice. Can't say I really understand all that, but cool. Seems like he had an interesting life, at least. Swim says the mama fishy also said, "I've been going about my day, and my mind was musing on why Hemingway included a volume of poetry to his list. Wikipedia told me Complete Poems, originally edited and published in 1979 by Nicholas Georgianus and revised by him in 1992, is a compilation of all the poetry of Ernest Hemingway. Although Hemingway stopped publishing poetry as his fame grew, he continued to write it until his death." Well, there you go. Interesting. So he was a poet. Not known as a poet, but he was a poet nonetheless. Very cool. Maybe we should have a look at some of his poems at some point in this project. What do you reckon? Today's poet is Sir John Davies, born 1569, died 1626. We got one very short poem called Man. It goes like this: "I know my soul hath power to know all things, yet she is blind and ignorant in all. I know I am one of nature's little kings, yet to the least and vilest things am thrall. I know my life's a pain and but a span. I know my sense is mocked in everything, and to conclude, I know myself a man, which is a proud and yet a wretched thing." Damn. That's a goodie. That's a goodie. Feeling the, I don't know, like, I've got a baby on the way, I'm sure you guys know that, due in October. And I'm realizing I'm not going to be like a young dad, you know. I'm going to be, well, nearly 37. So, like, I'm going to have 10 years on, like, my mum, you know, at all the age. You know, she was 10 years younger, more than 10 years younger than I am now when I was born. She was, like, 21 or something. So she was 15 years younger than I am. So I try to imagine my mum being 15 years older than she is now, and she'd be an old lady. Anyway, my point being, at the moment, having this baby coming is making me realize that the circle of life is just tiny. Just tiny, you know, and I'm entering into the latter half of it, and I'm doing that late. You know, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm just, anything about like how short life is or about just sort of, you know, mortality is just hitting me at the moment. So there you go. Anywho, that's that. Thanks for listening, guys. See you tomorrow.